Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today. We have got a great show in store. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You heard the conversation with our friend Jasmine Holmes last week and how much we talked about our counselors and the way therapy has impacted our relationship with shame. It matters so much to me that you have easy resources to help you navigate your emotional, spiritual, and mental health, and therapy is a great avenue for that. My counselor has been extremely instrumental in helping me get to know myself better and really show up as the Annie I want to be. BetterHelp will connect you with a licensed therapist who can help you on your journey of self-discovery, no matter where you started from. So if you're thinking of trying therapy for the very first time, give BetterHelp a shot. Since BetterHelp is entirely online, it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and fit in your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So you're sure to be working with someone who is a good match for you. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, I get to talk with two of my dear friends, Walker and Sally Zimmerman. Now, y'all know I love soccer. You know I'm a huge NSC fan, Nashville Soccer Club. Come on, you boys in gold. So I am dying to introduce you to Nashville Soccer Club's number 25 and his incredible wife, Sally. I have loved getting to know these two friends as they have moved to Nashville and he is playing for NSC. You also got to see Walker play in November in the World Cup for our U.S. men's national team. We talk a lot about that. This is an amazing conversation about people who are living faith lives in mainstream professions. And I think that is a lot of us. And so I cannot wait for you to hear the stories and the thoughts. And yeah, I just adore Walker and Sally, and I think you are going to as well. So here's my conversation with U.S. men's national team star Walker Zimmerman and his dear wife, my dear friend, Sally Zimmerman. Sally Zimmerman, welcome to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm excited to see you in your natural habitat.
That's right. Look at me at my job. Come. Walker Zimmerman, welcome to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a treat, you guys. I feel like I'm the second person to have you as a couple on a podcast.
Yes, you're correct.
That's correct, yeah.
How many have you done before that, Sally?
Zero.
So this is your second interview of your life?
Of my life.
What's your nerves level this moment?
I actually don't feel nervous at all.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We talked about before we started that we have to put our headphones on so we don't say, so we have like a professional conversation versus our normal life where we talk about all the things.
Yeah.
We can do that. We're just going to have to cut some of it.
I'll work on it.
Walker, you've done one gazillion interviews in your life?
Yeah, quite a bit. But yeah. Definitely nothing of the magnitude of That Sounds Fun podcast.
Well, certainly, I mean, the Today Show, but you know, it's fine.
That's a close one.
Thank you. Okay, so for our friends who have not met y'all before, will you give a little bit of how you got to Nashville? Why are we in the same city?
I'll take that one. Yeah, so I play soccer. I play for Nashville SC, and I got traded here right before COVID in February of 2020 from LAFC. And so that's what brought us here. We showed up here for about a week, then the tornado hit, then COVID came, And so it was a big transition because not only are you changing cities, but then you're changing cities amongst the pandemic. And it was a crazy time for us, crazy time for everybody. But just the love in Nashville, the community of Nashville is super special to us. And since day one, it's been a really good fit.
Sally, if you want to, we don't have to talk about this, but I think a story that those of us not in professional sports don't know is the traded phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Will you talk a little bit about that night?
Yes. So it was a Monday night, as you do on Mondays. We were watching The Bachelor.
Yes.
That's the only way we remember the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Because y'all were
well, and also I was bummed that he got a phone call because it had just started. Like the episode had just started. So we were sitting on the couch.
In what city are you in? Just for everybody.
We're in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica.
And how long had you played for? Was it LAFC?
Yeah. This was the second season.
Okay.
Yeah. It was going to be the start of the third.
Got it.
Yep.
Yeah. We were about to start the third. He had come back from preseason or was in the last week of preseason, I think. It was pretty late. Anyway, so we're sitting on the couch and all of a sudden he gets a phone call from his general manager, and we were thinking it was about a family picnic that they were planning the open season family get together. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm watching The Bachelor.
You didn't pause it?
No,
rolling
it's live.
On.
It's live.
Oh, it's
well,
live.
You got to tell him we'd gotten the text like an hour before and
we were
eating dinner.
Oh, sorry. That you were getting a call?
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, do you have a chance to catch up? Give me a call back as soon as you can," type
That's
thing.
That's right.
And Sally literally said,
"Oh my gosh!" I said, "If you're getting traded,
what are the odds that you're getting traded?"
Yes, I will lose my mind. And Walker said, "There are zero odds.
There is a 0% chance." Final last words.
That's what he said. 0% chance. So we finish our dinner, sit down for The Bachelor, and then I think you forgot to call him back, so he called you, and. So I'm like facing the TV and Walker's walking around the couch behind me. Yeah. And all of a sudden he just starts like snapping at me. And I look back and he's mouthing like, "I'm getting traded." Mm. And I was like, "What? To where?" Because that's all that really matters at that point, because we clearly did not see this coming and it was not a part of any conversation that any of us were having. And then he shrugged his shoulders and said, "To Nashville." And I was like,
"Had y'all even been here?"
No.
I had been for like youth tournaments and things
like
that.
Oh, yeah, for like soccer.
I came for spring break.
Pleasure. Yeah.
I came to visit my friend from college for spring break for like 2 days, but no.
And your family's in Georgia, Walker.
Yes, Atlanta.
And your family's in Baltimore.
Yes. And
so this is not a city that either of you would have been like, "You know where I'd love to go?"
Right.
Well, no, but when we heard they were getting a team, we were like, honestly, if we ever had to go somewhere else, Nashville would be a cool city to live in. Because we've gotten very lucky with Walker's cities. Dallas, LA, so much fun.
Yeah.
Great places to live. So we were just completely shocked. And the most wild part, we were very thankful, relieved it was Nashville, but so sad to leave LA. Yes. I feel like that was honestly the saddest we've ever been as a couple together, grieving something that we loved so much. Mm. It was almost like somebody died.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it felt like. And the most wild part is Walker, we find out Monday, and he's gone Wednesday. And then I'm left to just do all the things to move. And he has to go find a new place to live by himself. I have to.
I mean, you just have to come and meet all these new players and teammates like the day after?
Yeah. So we got the call Monday night. I was on a plane Wednesday
morning.
So I went in the next day to L.A., said all my goodbyes to my teammates, coaches, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Packed up your locker.
Packed up, all my locker in a trash bag.
Gosh.
That's like the behind the scenes, And then I was on a flight Wednesday morning, got to Nashville, had to do the happy media press, and you're still like processing everything.
Oh gosh,
so it's really hard because, like Sally said, you're grieving what you left behind. And this was a unique situation because – you know, with some jobs, you're like, I didn't really love that job or like that place of work. This was like all love from both sides. And it was just like, it's just strictly a business decision. And it wasn't any animosity on either side. So we were really sad. But then you have to be really excited right away without knowing anything.
Right.
And I will say.
At like a press conference.
Yes. At a press conference, appearances, meeting all the new fans and just like, yeah, I'm so happy to be in Nashville. And I will say like ownership and front office and the fans did such a great job from day one of just being over the top excited for us and our family to be coming to Nashville that I genuinely felt that by that, first, second day of being here, I was like, okay, like this is this is really cool. Like, this is a different opportunity for us to have a platform and be able to use that maybe in a bigger way than we have in the past. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so Wednesday, got traded, started looking around the neighborhoods Wednesday night, Thursday. We were under contract Saturday.
The house that, I know, yep. Mm-hmm. That house.
Under contract Saturday on the house and was in Tampa by Saturday afternoon for the rest of preseason for the last week.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just still in LA calling the landlord, we had just re-signed our lease for the year and she wouldn't let us out of it.
Oh my gosh.
So we had to basically find renters, which was honestly a miracle. We didn't personally find them, but someone finally signed up as we were going to have to start paying double for our house for the condo.
You like call that GM back like, hey, you also get to pay for a year, right?
By the way. And it's hard that you don't get to do any last like favorite restaurant or he didn't get to say bye to anyone. I had to go to like our community group and church and hang out with all of our friends one last time alone. So I think that's really hard because I'm sad and kind of just left, and he's sad but has to transition be fine, and we're not together for weeks, you know, after that. So anyway, it was a wild time, but it all worked out great, and we were always thrilled it was Nashville.
Yeah.
When we heard that.
What are you saying to God Tuesday?
Tuesday, we're just honestly being grateful and thankful for the fun that we had in LA, but still approaching it with such sadness, mm-hmm. like still very much in that grieving process. Like Sally said, we, for something that we experienced both together and both being like equally just devastated.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it was probably pretty pivotal, like brought us even closer as a couple just to like go through big life moments like that and have to lean on the Lord and his will and his plan for your life. Cause it was a completely different plan than what we were thinking.
Right.
You know, I thought it was literally a 0% chance. I could have seen myself finishing my career out there.
Yeah.
And for it to change like in one phone call, I think it brought us a lot closer, and that grieving process is now something that we look back on and it's just like a good moment for our relationship.
But I think all throughout professional sports, obviously a move is huge, but you know, injuries or whatever it may be, God has always provided for us in far better ways than we ever imagined he would. Mm-hmm. Like when we moved to Dallas, or Walker was in Dallas for 5 years. I lived there the last year after we got married. But he used his high school English teacher to become my co-teacher when I taught preschool there.
Wow.
And she has now become one of my very best friends. She then introduced me to the family I then nannied for in LA, who became some of our very best friends, and which was part of the reason why we were devastated to leave, because I loved my gig with them so much. And so we were so sad, but I was never like angry at God or questioning his goodness or questioning his plan for us. I feel like that's not really a posture we struggle with, which I'm thankful for. It was more just like, okay, now I just can't wait to see what you're going to do in Nashville, because you've already really blown us away. And we were so happy and content. And that's why it was so shocking, because we were like, we don't need anything else. Yeah. We're thrilled. We loved our neighbors. We loved our church. We loved our setup. We loved our street. We loved every single thing about where we lived. And the soccer was the best soccer I think you can find in the MLS in terms of like European feeling experience, just that level of, and at the time Nashville didn't exist, so you know,
right
now we're
in
Nashville.
Expect,
we didn't know what to expect here, but at the time that was like the best place to be. And so you're like, well, what is God going to do now? Because we don't need anything else. Like, we don't feel like we're lacking in any way. And then it's actually been so cool to live here for the past 3 years, and it has been some of the slowest rooting love. Like, it's taken us a long time to feel comfortable in terms of like meeting people and building community, because we did move during COVID, but it's really opening up, and it's the opportunities that, you know, Walker's having to speak, or us as a couple, like people for some reason care what we have to say or want to hear our story. And like, I don't know if that would have even happened in LA, or just the way that the club really respects Walker and the way that they make us feel and just all of that kind of stuff is just huge. And so, and it's a happy, homey place. Yeah. And now we have Tucker, and It just makes a difference.
And what else?
And we're having another one.
Yes.
Hey-o.
You're going to name her Annie,
baby
right?
girl.
Yeah, we're going to name her Annie
Yay,
after you.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was guessing.
Annie Fun Zimmerman.
There you go. I think it's interesting to hear that story because you've now technically been here longer and you were in L.A., mm-hmm. right?
Which is crazy.
Does it feel that way?
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. And I think, you know, COVID obviously does that for everyone. But, yeah, to think that this is the fourth season now in Nashville and I only had two in L.A. is pretty crazy. It's that time warp that I think we're all experiencing of the past 3 years and what they were for us.
And Dallas was five?
Dallas was five full seasons.
So next year we'll even up.
We'll even up.
Longest.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy because we were long distance for
four of those.
Four.
Oh my gosh.
And so to think that we lived in the same place, I don't know, that just felt so long.
Yeah.
We've now lived in the same place an equal amount of time as when we were apart.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That math, I co-signed that math.
That is mind-blowing.
That's actually pretty scary.
Yeah. We've lived a lot of life in that time. When you think about the other half of it, I was just in college and then in grad school.
Yeah, a lot of soccer life and family life. I mean, Tucker and a new baby. And
Yeah.
That is a very different thing.
Yeah.
Walker, when you now at Nashville SC, I mean, you're the captain. Mm-hmm. And so everywhere you go here, people know who you are.
Yeah, definitely more so than in the other two cities. But also after the World Cup, I think that was a big exposure for me as well with maybe not even your soccer fan, but then your more casual just, oh, let's watch the U.S. play in the World Cup.
Yes.
Oh, he lives in Nashville? You know, like just a casual fan, I think it's brought in more exposure for sure in social settings.
And you're very tall and you have a man bun.
Yeah, the hair doesn't help. The bun doesn't help.
The bun does not help.
You set yourself apart.
Yes, yes.
that helps.
A very big identifier for sure.
The video the Arsenal keeper did talking about you and the guy calling you Thor, I mean, I know people say that a lot, but I was like, look at Arsenal talking about Walker.
I know. That was a fun little bit that they did.
That is so funny.
I'll spill the beans. We got another special announcement.
What?
We got a bobblehead night.
You are lying.
Geodis Park, April 22nd.
So 2 days after they hear this. This is Thursday. On Saturday night, we get a Walker Zimmerman bobblehead.
For those of you listening, I guess it's secret right now as we speak. So I'm actually glad because I'm not going to get in trouble for releasing it first. But yes, two days after this podcast.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Come to the game. It's actually a Thor bobblehead.
Stop it. But it's you?
Of me.
Is it hysterical?
Oh, I've
Do you
seen
love it?
It? It's great.
Is
it's
it your
great.
First bobblehead?
It is my first bobblehead.
Your inaugural bobblehead?
It's the first MLS bobblehead.
I want to say it's the first MLS bobblehead that they've done.
Walker!
I know.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I have to get something. We have to get there so early.
See, that's why I don't know yet. I don't know if there's like, is it just the first 500 people? Or I don't know exactly what the process is for the bobblehead.
Yes, you're going to research that.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
You'll
make some calls. They'll be like, how do you know about this?
That's right. I'm going to call Chris Redditch right now.
Yeah.
Pull me out a bobblehead.
Exactly.
I'll put you up next to Dansby. I'm a Dansby bobblehead in my office. I'll just start lining all y'all up with your bobbleheads.
Yeah.
I cannot deal that there's going to be a Thor/Walker Zimmerman bobblehead on Saturday night.
Yeah. I can't imagine what
Fantastic.
Tucker's going to do because he already walks around seeing my face anywhere on like a t-shirt or something. He'll carry the t-shirt around downstairs. Oh. He's like, da-da. So a bobblehead that actually like moves its head.
Yeah.
Like I cannot imagine what he's going to think of that.
It's going to be so helpful when you're gone.
This
Sally.
Morning
New
he
favorite
was
toy.
Crying, pointing at this t-shirt with a picture of Walker's face on it because I wouldn't spread it out on the floor because we had to go to school. And he was like, Dada. I'm like, it's just a picture of Dada. He's at training. You will see him soon. It's okay. We have to go.
Tell everyone how old Tucker is now.
Tucker is going to be 2 in June.
Okay.
So you can do the month math.
So they'll be 26 months 20, apart?
Yeah, roughly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
TBD on that.
Early. The other day I texted her because I have a spreadsheet of all the babies that are coming this year, and y'all are on the spreadsheet. There are 17 babies in my life.
Oh, 17. Oh, that's more goodness. Than when you texted me.
Thank
two
you.
More.
We've gained two. Two people said, am I on the list? And I was like, no, you haven't. I didn't know. Congratulations. So I was like, what's the due date? And she's like, well, later, but it's going to be earlier.
Yeah.
I'll be ready. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Sundays for Dogs. Just the other day, our team was talking about their dogs while we all ate lunch at the Double Wide, because we all know those cute little things are part of the family too. If we as humans care about our bodies and what we put in them, we care about what the dogs are eating too. Sundays for Dogs is healthy dog food that's actually easy to store and serve for your little guy or gal, so they get a meal that both tastes good to them and keeps them around for a long time. Sundays is air-dried dog food made from a short list of human-grade ingredients, co-founded by Dr. Tori, a practicing veterinarian. Sundays contains 90% meat, 10% vegetables, and zero synthetic nutrients, which is kind of how I want to eat too. Besides USDA beef and all natural chicken, you'll find digestive aids like pumpkin and ginger, plus disease fighting antioxidants. Fallon, you know Fallon, she runs the That Sounds Fun Network and is the co-host of our favorite snack podcast, The Snack Show. She has a cute dog named Teddy who loves his food from Sundays for Dogs. Why not give your dog food that's actually good for them and that is as popular for your pup as it is for Teddy and Fallon. Dog parents like Fal report noticeable health improvements in their pups. Plus, every order ships right to your door, so you never have to worry about running out of dog food again. We got a special deal for our dog-loving friends. Get 35% off your first order of Sundays. 35% off, you guys. So go to sundaysfordogs.com/thatsoundsfun or use the code thatsoundsfun at checkout. That's sundaysfordogs.com/thatsoundsfun. Upgrade your pup to Sundays and feel good about the food you feed your dog. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skin care, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation, and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. And I have one more amazing partner to tell you about. Listen, if your dogs are barking, feed them Sundays. And if your dogs are barking, you need Rothy's shoes. Do you see what I did there, everybody? Do you see it? I'm so proud. Y'all, I'm already thinking through what to pack on the Here For You tour with Carlos this summer. I cannot wait. I hope you're joining us. And my Rothy's are literally always in my wardrobe rotation. Y'all know I'm pretty breezy on tour about most things, except for one. I hate single-use plastic. So we have refillable water bottles or boxed water instead of plastic water bottles whenever possible on the road. It's one of my favorite things about getting to partner with Rothy's. Everything at Rothy's is sustainably made with their signature thread repurposed from single-use plastic bottles. With Rothy's shoes and bags, you can upgrade your wardrobe in a chic and sustainable way. Rothy's are durably designed so you can keep them in your closet longer. You can even pop them in the washing machine when they need refreshing, which I am literally hand to heaven doing today. I am washing my Rothy's today. I've had my Rothy's Camo Cat sneakers for a couple of years, and they are still so comfy and so versatile. Plus, they still look like new because of Today's Like Today, where I wash them in the washing machine. Give your spring and summer look an upgrade with Rothy's vibrant shoes and bags that are available in so many fun colors. And with 45,000 five-star reviews, the proof is in the numbers. Rothy's are made to last. Listen, y'all, for stylish and sustainable shoes, shop Rothy's. You can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/soundsfun. That's ROTHYS.com/soundsfun. And now back to our conversation with Walker and Sally. That sounds fun. Let's talk about the World Cup. I think that'd be really fun. Sally, you, how long were you in, is it Qatar?
We're going to say Qatar.
I was in Doha.
Yes.
For, I guess, a week, basically.
Eight days.
Maybe 8 or 9 days.
And saw how many games?
2.
Okay.
I just went to the first two games.
And the U.S. played in 4?
Correct.
Yes.
Because 3 in the
group stage,
and then 1 in the knockout first knockout round.
Yep.
Will you talk a little bit, Walker? This is one of my favorite things. Will you talk about the dream of getting on the World Cup roster?
Yeah.
That's like, not only do you have to be good enough, you have to be good enough in the right year.
Right, right. No, that's so true. I mean, you see so many talented players that just miss out. And you think about even injuries.
Yeah.
It's like the unlucky people who have had an injury within like, you know, 6 to 8 weeks of a World Cup is so sad because
it's
every
another 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't know like where you're going to be in your career at that point. For me, like anyone else who went on the team, obviously that's the biggest event in our sport. It's the pinnacle of our sport. And so that was always a dream for me. And it
like when you say always, tell me the first time you really remember thinking, yeah, I want to play in the World Cup.
Well, I think, you know, one moment stands out amongst all the others. And I was basically training for a U18 national team camp. So I'm probably junior or senior in high school. And I'm at my local YMCA.
Yeah.
And I'm just grinding, getting ready for this camp and doing like mini triathlons for myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Crushing myself at the Y after school. And I was on the bike. I think I'd already swam and ran. And I was on the bike, and vividly I was like, I don't want to just be a part of the U18 men's national team. I want to be the captain of the U18 team.
Wow.
And in my head as I said it, I'm like, no, like that's not big enough, like at all. I was like, I want to be on the full men's national team. And it's like such a clear conversation in my head that I remember. And as I said it, I'm like, that didn't fill me up. That wasn't big enough. And I was like, I want to be the captain of the full men's national team. And it felt like, you know, at that time.
And then you're like, that's it.
And yeah. And I was like, that feels appropriate. And that feels like a goal that I can chase. And so
Wow. That's
at 17, 18 years old. And that was kind of like, it still gives me chills thinking about it. Because
yeah,
that was the defining moment of like, this is my goal.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going to chase.
And how old are you now?
Now I'm 29. I'll be 30 in May. And,
I mean, people need to hear that sometimes dreams take 11,
decade,
12 years. Yes.
Yeah. And so for me, making the team was amazing. It was always a big goal. Like I mentioned kind of earlier, being a part of national team,
yeah,
World Cup is, you know, the biggest part of that. And then, you know, to play. It's one thing to make the roster. It's another thing to have the opportunity to start and play and play in a knockout game. And
Yeah,
it's really sweet to think about the favor and blessing that the Lord has had over the timing of everything.
Yes.
You know, because like you mentioned, I've had injuries in my career. I've had ups and downs. And for it to all work out where everything was just kind of peaking towards the World Cup at the perfect time.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really special and a great experience.
So there was one goal that you stopped from going in, and you became the king of America. The internet could not deal with their love for you. There were other moments where they did not agree with the decision you made on the field.
Yeah.
And it is like a global backlash.
Oh, yeah.
How do you deal with that, Walker?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
It was, honestly, it was so funny, you know, and it'll be interesting to have Sally's take on this, too, in terms of like social media, you know, because that's obviously just become such a polarizing tool.
Yes, I had never seen it happen. I'd never seen anything like that happen to a friend of mine.
And so it was funny because, you know, first game, we're playing Wales, and we're up 1-0. It's getting late in the game, and I give up a PK, and they score. We're tied 1-1. We end up tying the game 1-1. And, you know, in that moment, it's like, people are going to obviously watch the game back, watch the play in slow motion, look at it as if they're playing PlayStation. And
can I explain what a PK is for
people
listening?
So yes.
The other guy from Wales was getting ready to score. He was in a position that he might have been able to score.
Yep.
You stopped him in a way that the refs deemed illegal.
Yes.
Which gives
him
a chance to just take a shot from a point in the box right at the goalie and no one else is around because the ref deems that you intercepted what possibly could have been a goal.
Correct. Yep. Foul in the box.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that happened, and immediately Sally, you know, later told me, like, my social just blew up.
Were you seeing it happen, Sally?
I mean, Walker does do his Instagram. Like, he's aware of his Instagram account, but I am the one that's usually executing posts and whatnot. So I...
Walker's aware of his Instagram. That's the right sentence.
No, it's perfect.
I mean, that's probably what is true.
I'll look at it. I'll check it, but...
That's what's
posting,
most
helpful. I need her help
for people to hear.
Yeah.
Of like, you don't sit in your Instagram; you're aware it exists.
Yeah,
and that's probably how you're able to do.
Yeah,
job.
And he'll check DMs, and if someone messages you back, it's not me. I don't message for him. But anyway, so I'm his social media manager, as you could say. So I logged in.
I call
to
you his maven.
His account. Yes,
if you'll recall.
I logged on to his account on the bus ride home. I don't know why. I honestly, after seeing Walker after the game, he didn't even seem to think that was such a horrific play that he made. Like, he didn't feel terrible.
Yeah.
I always, like, looked to him.
We're tied.
In my head, like, for the play itself, like, there are some PKs that you give up where you're like, I blatantly made that choice knowing it was risky. I went for the ball. I missed. Whatever. This was, like, it felt very unlucky in this situation because of how, like, where he came from in the blind side. I'm going down for the ball, not to make a challenge on him because I don't know he exists at this point.
Right.
You know, like, I had to drop down to get to the six to block across. When they cut it back, I'm going straight for the ball and I'm trying to poke it out of the box mm-hmm. and have to slide to get to the ball. And so the fact that, like, in my head, it wasn't, like, a knowledgeable choice of, like, I'm going to take this guy out and risk challenging. It's like, I'm just trying to clear the ball out of the box,
yeah.
you know. And he comes in, and to be fair on his part, world-class player, he knows at this moment he's not even going for the ball. And this is where it's like the awareness of special players, forwards. He's not trying to hit the ball right there. He's trying to put his leg in front of mine so that I hit his leg instead of the ball.
Yeah.
So it's like it's awareness.
It was a chess match for a second.
Yeah. And so in my mind, it's like, man, that was really unfortunate, really unlucky. I'm not going to beat myself up about it because we got other games to play.
Yeah.
I can't allow this to affect me, affect the team. Sure, mistake, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to move on and be ready for, you know, what's to come because we got two big games left.
Yeah.
I'm not knowledgeable enough about soccer to really know, like, if that was a good play or a bad play or what he should think about it. So I always look to him to see how he feels after the game, and he didn't seem to feel terrible. Like, I've seen him feel terrible. He didn't seem to feel terrible. So we were just kind of like, la-di-da.
Like on the bus, back to the...
Yeah, go back on the bus. I logged in to his Instagram account. I guess maybe I was on mine, and then it showed me his picture he had posted for, like, his first game in the World Cup, you know? And all of a sudden, I just started seeing these terrible comments. And so I was like, oh, gosh, like, we've never really experienced this before. Yeah. So I logged into his account and just start deleting them because I was like, oh.
Hey, my girl, let's go.
I was like, I'm assuming there's only going to be, you know, 10 of these. Uh-huh. I don't want Walker to see him after the game. He already feels bad enough. You know, he knows what he did.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Like, we didn't lose.
Yeah. I was like, I'll just clear him out for him. Well, as I start going, I realized there were so many more than I even knew.
They're coming in faster than you can delete them.
Right. And there were already more than I even knew when I started. Like, I didn't even see how many were already there. And then I opened his DMs and I started reading some. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
This is wild. I mean, people were recreating. Walker has the verse, beautiful are the feet of the messenger who brings the good news. I can't even say what they were recreating on this lovely podcast, even though it's actually like funny, even though it's terrible. They were recreating that verse bash Walker. And people were telling us that basically Walker like ruined the world. Like,
yeah, it was pretty bad. And obviously you get hate messages all the time as athletes, as professionals. Yeah,
that people do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the funny ones are when people will send you the Venmo requests. Those are my favorite.
For their ticket? Yeah,
they send you the picture of their bet, and it's like,
oh,
you know,
gambling.
USA shutout. It's like, you.
Uh-huh.
And like send you the request on Venmo, like, you owe me $200 or whatever it is. And it's like pretty funny. And
Are you just self-controlled to not let it get to you?
So honestly, I, you know, there were so many that you just can't let, you can't let those lies fill your mind or change your mindset. I actually started going through them with Sally and my brother, who was actually also in Qatar, and we were laughing about him.
Wow. Yeah.
Just you have to. Be like, what makes you attack someone so personally? So blatantly, like,
who was one of the 11 elite athletes in our country.
Yeah, and it was crazy. And I think the thing that honestly, one of the more frustrating things then after that, probably more so than the messages themselves, were when people then started to speculate about how I was handling it or processing it.
Oh, wow.
And being like, oh, I mean, I just hope they have roommates because I'm telling you, he's going to need support system. He's going to be nervous for the next game. And I'm like, you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You don't know how I've trained my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know the way that I'm handling this mentally. Don't project any of that on me.
Yeah.
And so that was more frustrating than the actual hate messages themselves.
Yeah.
But I think it was important to have like my family there to process those. And like, they probably were smart and aware of, like, let's make this a little more humorous. Let's make this a little more lighthearted. Don't let this affect him as much as it could. And that was super helpful. And I felt like I was able to move on and to your point, be very impactful in the future games.
Yes, you were very impactful. I mean, you were the king of the world for a minute. I mean,
that's also frustrating, too. But that's what was frustrating, too, because I told Walker after he saved the third game.
Yes.
I would rather those people who hated him just continue to hate him. I don't like that they hated him and then they were obsessed with him and praising him. It just, to me, I'm like, this is so wild that you can flip-flop on people.
I don't
like
think
this.
The people that were hating me were then praising me, to be honest. I think it was a whole new crowd.
maybe they got vocal.
I think it's a whole new crowd.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it just felt so whiplashy
and
unnecessary. The whole thing just feels...
That's the profession that we're in. You know, you can hero to zero in a single
moment. But Walker does the best job of handling it. And we honestly both just don't really care that much. Well,
I don't know if it's not caring, but being able to separate like your worth or your identity or
your ability to play the next match.
And there are times, you know, with Nashville where I'll be so mad after a game or so frustrated that I text out, I'm like, hey, it's going to be a little while tonight. Like, I can't bring this home to you or the family. Like, I'm going to try and calm down because honestly, like, I'm too worked up to be home right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is such a healthier way.
You sit in the locker room?
I'll be doing all my recovery stuff. So I'm always like the last one out. I do some biking, some massage, some contrast baths.
Yeah.
And just like I'll either eat there, whatever it is, just until I'm feeling in a space where I can go home and not have this like crazy emotion, that competitive thing that's just, you know, driving my actions. So that's something we've learned and is a really, I think, healthy way of handling those moments.
I think people forget that there are faith people in jobs like yours, that there are people who are having an experience with God while they're also having the internet go right and left on them in a daze. Like, I think it's true in politics, too. Mm-hmm. People forget that there are faith people in these jobs and you just get yelled at constantly or cheered for constantly. It is very rarely that someone neutrally experiences you on the pitch.
Yes.
That's right? True.
Yeah.
That is. I just think I was like, man, I can't wait till Walker and Sal are here because I want people to hear that. Who we get to be is the ones who celebrate you all the time and see for whoever our athlete is that we love, that for the sports team we're watching, for the whatever, of just going like, man, it's just so much bigger. So much bigger.
Well, and what's interesting is like there were sprinkled amongst the thousands of hate messages, you know, there were some that, you know, people reach out on a human level like, just want to let you know you've been so good for us like in the past year. Don't let this game get you down. You got this. Like, you're my favorite. And you're like, wow, like that's what social could be used for is like building people up in moments that you think they might be, you know, getting torn down. And even like friends who had reached out and former teammates were like, hey, like, don't let this bother you. Like, you've been great. I know you're capable of doing, you know, considerably more in the next couple games. Keep focus on that, whatever it is.
Did your phone blow up after every match?
Oh, yeah. It was insane.
That's so cool. I mean, the whole world watches those games.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't even know how many messages were coming in after every game, but it was definitely the most I've ever
How received. Did the experience for both of you compare to what you thought the World Cup was going to be like?
Well, for me...
I'm sorry people can't see Walker's side eye.
Yeah. I gave Sally the opportunity to answer first.
Yeah, Sally's going to answer first.
Well, for me, Walker and I have very different... we're made up very differently. I am very much like, you dream for this goal, you finally reach the goal, you enjoy the heck out of the goal, and then you can relax. Uh-huh. And Walker's like, you dream for the goal, you reach the goal, you live the goal, you work harder for a new goal.
Yeah.
And so for me... It was one of the biggest exhale moments in our whole relationship.
Because
I started dating Walker freshman year of college, and he told me this dream. Oh, the coolest God story of all time is the first day we hung out in college was November 9th, 2011, and the final roster came out November 9th, 2022.
Wow.
And so to the day, what is that, 11 years?
Yeah.
The night Walker told me his dream, like exactly 11 years later, it came true, which is just the coolest thing ever.
Did you write that down somewhere? I mean, we have it recorded. Now, that's a very good thing to not forget. That's really cool. I like when God does that. He doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't have to. Kind. It's so awesome. Yeah. And I kind of just dug into Walker's dream as soon as he told it to me and sort of took it on as my own, too. So for me to watch him walk out onto the field for his first game in the World Cup was so overwhelming and just unbelievable. I've just never been happier for him in our entire lives. But so for me, I just relished in the whole experience. I thought it was like so much fun, but I also didn't grow up a soccer fan, and I truthfully don't know a ton about soccer. So I never, like, I didn't really fully understand what other World Cups were like, with like the crazy fans in the streets and how everyone just floods to those cities where the games are being played, and it's rowdy and it's wild and fun. And Qatar was nothing like that. Mm. It was quiet and kind of exclusive who was there, because you couldn't fly to Qatar, I think they said, without a ticket to a game. And there was no alcohol. The dress code was relatively strict. It was just a different vibe. Mm-hmm. And so
and
I think
the next World Cup is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S.
Yes.
In North America.
Which will be really fun.
Yeah.
But so I think I understand. Walker will explain more maybe how that makes a difference from his perspective of like what he always thought a World Cup would feel like versus what it was. But for me, I thought it was crazy enough because we were in Qatar.
Yeah,
so
And a stamp on your passport you did not know you get.
Yeah, I wasn't ever anticipating that one. But no, for me, it was honestly exactly what I would have ever hoped I would be. Although I wish we could have seen each other more, because it was very secure and strict and we didn't really get to experience it together as much, which would have been amazing. But I had the time of my life.
Yeah, I think it was two completely different experiences for a fan or a family member versus a player. I mean, for us, it was so much focus and concentration going into what we were doing and the importance of it, that yes, we had fun, yes, we had our free time, but we were locked down. We were at our hotel, not really seeing family and friends that much. I mean, yes, we had a couple hours every other day or so.
To
have to have like a moment or a meal.
Visiting hours.
Visiting hours, exactly. But I think for me, like, I thought prior to the World Cup that I would feel the same way Sally did, of like an exhale or like a relief. But to be honest, it just like turned that switch of the competitor in me like more. And I'd realized like a couple years ago, you know, with the national team, your schedule, you don't get the same time off. You don't get the off season that other players get. And for the past 4 years, particularly, they've added, you know, some December camps, the early January camps. Mm-hmm. And off time for me has literally been about, I've taken no more than 10 days off in terms of the off season, like not doing anything every year for 4 years, less than 10 days.
Walker.
And probably after the first one, maybe around the second one, I realized like I can approach that in one of two ways. And one be like throw a little pity party and be like, oh, this is just like, what a grind. Like, man, this is frustrating. This is hard. But then I was like, your career, it's such a, there's a time, like there's a time horizon on that, that I don't want to have any regrets at the end of this, that I didn't work hard enough, that I didn't stay focused to play as long as I can at as high of a level as I possibly can. And so once you accept that, like, that is the reality, and you're like, no, this is just what it is. This is my life. This is what an off season looks like. It's hard work. It's harder work than the regular season, for sure.
Wow.
And that's the sacrifice that I think, like, gets you to that next level. And so after all that to say, like, after this World Cup, I thought I was going to have that exhale, that relief of, like, man, I accomplished, you know, what I wanted. But it went by so fast.
Yeah.
And you speak of like, that was a dream for like 11 years, or really you could call it your whole life, of playing in a World Cup.
Yeah.
And for it to happen in like 3 weeks.
Right.
That is such a blip in your timeline, like life, career, whatever. It just, it goes by so fast that I was on the plane back home and you're like, was that it? Like, was that what I had dreamt of?
Yeah.
Like, did that satisfy me at a level that I thought it would? No.
Did and you get the captain a game?
I did not.
So
not in the World Cup.
So we still got that waiting for
us. Yeah, still have that.
What competitive in you turned up? Like, we're going to go back in 4 years I'm going to be a captain?
Yeah, I think the motivation of, like, playing in another World Cup, especially on home soil, and not being satisfied about just, like, making one World Cup.
Yeah.
And just not being, like, content with, like, where I've been. Because, like, the reality is, 33 years old, next World Cup, that's a prime age still for a center back. You can do that no problem, you know?
The guy next to you did it, Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Tim's 35. So, yeah, it's just, it was a weird reality of, it didn't fill me up the way I thought it would.
Man, and you better think that's preach the life, that, Walker.
That's the life, and that can go for everything,
that
you know?
Literally
you
goes always, for everything.
You always think, like, oh, if I just have this, if I just have this, if I accomplish this, and yeah, that's just wasn't the case for me. It's not the case for a lot of people.
I say a lot to people that when people ask me on the road at, like, Q&A events about desire or wanting or, you know, it's always just like, we are always going to want. Mm-hmm. Because you ate lunch, you are still going to want dinner.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to hear at, like, such an elite level that you still left wanting dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you still were like, oh, yeah, the earth does not satisfy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing here is ever going to satisfy the way that I want it to.
Yeah, I feel like that was honestly the biggest takeaway from the World Cup was, like, nothing will ever be enough.
Yeah.
Because once you
think you learn that,
you get to where you thought would make you feel a certain way, or once you make a certain amount of money that you have in mind or whatever it is, like, once you actually get there, it's still not enough.
Yes.
Because there's always more.
Yes. It's wild, isn't it? It's a wild thing about us. I wonder, and we will only know this in 4.5 years, but I wonder what kind of freedom that brings you for the next World Cup.
Yeah.
Because there's not 11 years of expectation hanging on it.
Right.
There is, I've done this before and I've been good at it, and now I'm going to be better. I think it's really interesting to think about.
I think experience plays a huge role in that, and, like, that desire to go back is because there was only one member on our team who had been to a World Cup.
Yeah.
And so looking at whether I go or not, for our team to have all the experiences that we just had going into 2026, I mean, it's extremely helpful to have guys who have been through it and know to attest to exactly what we talked about, you know, whether it's the ups, the highs and the lows of, like, hey, you can be, you know, the fool in one game and the hero in another. And how do you balance those emotions? Like, having those conversations with people, it's going to be really influential to have guys who've had experience.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to share about another amazing partner, ZocDoc. When a new health issue pops up and you need to find a doctor quickly, it is hard to figure out who to go to if they're in your network and where you even need to start. We start Googling symptoms and end up down a dark rabbit hole with no answers or plan, just a lot of panic. Don't do it. Do not Google your sickness. ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling well and already low on energy, finding great care shouldn't take up any additional brain space or effort. That's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. You can book an appointment with just a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. So go to ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. You can get your docs in a row, you guys. That's ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived, and I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top quality ingredients while restricting 1,000+ harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And one last amazing partner to share with you
ritual. You know, I love to treat my body with as much care as possible, especially when it comes to what I put into it. But getting it right every single time is never going to happen. Give yourself freedom. That is okay. Ritual knows it's basically impossible to get all the nutrients you need from your diet 100% of the time. So they made a multivitamin that helps you focus on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps to support foundational health. Plus, my favorite part, they put this minty essence in every bottle to keep things fresh, which helps make taking your multis every day actually enjoyable. No weird flavor or aftertaste. It's the best. Ritual has created a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 and older with high quality and traceable key ingredients and clean bioavailable forms. With 9 key nutrients and 2 capsules per day, their unique beadlet and oil is even patented. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is one of the few women's multis that's USP verified, meaning what's on the label is what is in the formula. It's also soy-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, and formulated without GMOs. Ritual helps me close those nutrition gaps, which can be especially hard when we're on the road, and yet it's conveniently delivered as part of my subscription, so I never have to think about ordering it, which is a blessing. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news. Ritual is offering my friends 10% off during your first 3 months, so visit ritual.com/thatsoundsfun to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. And now back to finish up our conversation with Walker and Sally. That sounds
fun. So now that you are clearly the That Sounds Fun favorite soccer player in the globe, when our friends see you play on TV, or Sally, when they see you and Tucker and baby girl on the sidelines, when they see you and they think, I am going to pray for them, what do you want them to pray?
I don't think anyone's ever asked me that question.
Me neither.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you. My dad loves when people say that. He will text me.
Yeah. No, that's...
Walker said that.
No, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
I think just to continue, like, doing what we're called to do, I think, like, one of my biggest, call it a preaching point, of just how I feel about, like, life and my job and the role of us as humans is, like, mm-hmm. use your God-given gifts to the best possible ability to, like, you know... use it as a platform to tell others about Jesus, to show that love of Jesus. And so for them, I hope that when they watch me, they see, like, I'm playing with a passion and a competitiveness and a joy and an intensity that is, like, honoring what I've been given.
Yes.
And so I hope that, like, the prayer would be that we, as, you know, Sally is the supporter and caretaker and mom that she is, like, we would both just attack those jobs with that vigor of, like, honoring God with what we've been given.
Yeah.
And they, too, could hopefully see, like, wow, he is attacking, like, what he's been blessed with, like, that intensity. Let me do that with my talent.
Yeah.
You know? So that's, like, one of the things I'm most passionate about is people using their gifts to their fullest potential.
Yeah.
And so I hope that for anyone who watches me play that they see that I'm trying to do that and that they'd be inspired to do that in their own path and passion.
I try to cheer for you at the level you bring. So if you hear me up in my section, you're like, Annie's bringing her full self into glory of God, yelling for Walker Zimmerman.
That's so nice.
What about you, Sal?
I think similarly, I would just ask that they would pray for me to continue just delighting in where God has me, because I feel very called to this role. I feel very thankful and honored to be a part of Walker's life in this way and to be partners in all of it. And I honestly am just so thankful and joyful, and I love our days. I really do. Yeah. And so just to continue giving me the grit in the grind, and there's a lot of solo parenting, solo life that we live, and occasionally that can try to bring me down. So I think just to be constantly encouraged, like, God has called me to this role and I am made perfectly for it, and just to continue allowing me to delight and enjoy every second of it, because it is also short term.
Not wishing it away. We talk about that a lot. It's like, man, yes, it's hard, especially right now. And you look at the blessing of the national team and the reality, and, like, for Sally is that, man, that really sucks for her life, to be honest. You know, that adds all the free weekends that are international breaks, all the summers of, like, Gold Cup or Copa America, whatever it is, when you're gone for a month at a time. Well, there's another side to that, and that's Sally being with solo parenting and taking care of the kids, and that's not easy, but it's like, let's not wish that away, because this is what we've always dreamt of. And there will be an end to it.
Yes.
And there are still a ton of perks that other people don't have. Mm-hmm. That I'm home. I'm home in the afternoon every single day.
Yeah, we're here at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
when he's home, he's home, and when he's gone, he's gone.
Yeah. So just like, not wishing that away is a big thing, and that can also be another prayer request. You know, that we would continue to stay present and appreciative of what we've been blessed with.
Mm-hmm. Sal, one of my very favorite things about being your friend is how much you feel called to your life.
Mm-hmm.
It is like so fun to watch. So I love that that's what you can communicate really well too, because it does feel so true. Yeah. It feels like you know what God has asked you to do with this season of your life. And it is as important, if you're not offended by that, Walker, it is as important as what is Walker is doing. And it the global impact would not be global without you.
No, thank you. And it's a huge blessing for sure. I recognize like how grateful I am that I do have that perspective too, because I think that is a gift in itself.
Yeah. Okay, what did I not ask you that I need to ask you? Anything? Did we forget anything very important? Okay. Well, then the last question that we always ask, I have been so excited about this. Sally, you're going to go first?
Oh, geez.
Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, Sally Zimmerman, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, in this exact moment, I would love to be at a resort with Walker for just 2 or 3 days.
Where are you going? Where in the globe?
Oh,
Mexico?
Honestly, no, because we've kind of gotten sick in Mexico recently. I do love Cabo. I really do, but I'm just not feeling that right
now. Sure, sure, sure. Fair. Your bodies need to recover.
Yeah.
So where would you honestly pick in the globe?
I don't even honestly care.
You're like, I don't care. Is there a pool and a restaurant?
Yeah, I just want to be at a
above 80 degrees? Yeah, do they have good food at the resort and a comfy bed?
And can I see the beach? I just want to be on the ocean.
Okay.
And chill. That's I just want to unplug. Answer. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, that's a very good answer. We're also in the middle of the MLS season, so I wish you well on that.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it might be a minute.
It's not happening for like 10 more years.
Oh, my gosh, 10 years, Sally. No.
No, I'm just kidding. When we get an off season longer than a week, then.
You said you only needed 3 or 4 days.
You're right.
That's true.
I can stay with the children.
Y'all
go. Oh, my God. All handled. Tucker only cried like the first 8 minutes. That's our rhythm. So it'll be fine. It'll be great. What about you, Walker? What sounds fun to you?
This is probably a little cheesy, but I would say...
Also, we don't judge our fun around here.
Yeah,
it's one of the rules.
Over the past couple of weeks, or like past month, I feel like there's been a dramatic shift on my part for my scheduling abilities.
Okay.
I'm normally not organized, not a planner. And one of the things I've been working on this year is trying to get ahead of that. Because what I think we've noticed in our relationship is the whole expectation thing, or if I drop a social hangout on her last minute, it just doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in my color-coded planner, so therefore it ain't happening.
Exactly. So trying to get ahead and plan, whether it's like things that we're doing with other couples, date nights, things for myself, whether it's like golf with some friends, game nights, like whatever it is, just like getting ahead of it. And I will say, like, since doing that, we have had so many more hangouts with other couples and friends and dates.
Oh my gosh, is that the key that unlocked this door? Sally, you have not told me this. Sally and I went on a walk.
I guess we didn't put this together.
Right before, until this moment?
I thought it was just because he was home versus not being home in terms of like my freedom with my schedule.
If you knew how much we talked about this.
Walker's filling it up.
I haven't even heard of this. This is
new. You are answering the prayers of your wife and your friend.
Wow.
Because we've been talking, we talked right before the World Cup about increasing community and being around people. And I said to her when y'all walked in, Sally, you're spending so much time with friends. I love it so much.
I know.
It's because you're
Walker,
planning.
Dialed in.
And
Walker,
it's almost like probably a little bit, it's a little bit annoying for her probably, because I'll like, anytime she like is in the living room or kitchen where like our calendar is,
you're like,
and
walk over here.
She sees me just like staring at it with a pen in my hand. She's like, no. She's like, wait. What are you planning? So honestly, what sounds fun to me is like what we've been doing the last month, which is like increasing our time and being more efficient with planning. Like, so we're having less days of, and sure, there's a time for like the nights in at home and like relaxing and taking care of yourself in that way. But we've dramatically increased our time and flexibility to hang out with other couples, have play dates, have dates with just us, game nights, whatever it is. And I think that's honestly made me a lot happier, made Sally a lot happier, and has created a better rhythm within our social life.
When I tell you, I get to write answered across one of the prayers on my wall about this, and it is you who answered, who God used to answer.
That's hilarious.
Are you? I am shooketh about this.
Yeah. He's matured. It's taken
over
6 years for him to use my calendar.
He's been trying to get me on that family calendar because my organization is...
Well, won't the Lord do it?
Yeah.
He will in time, everyone.
And especially, in time. We talked about the other dream was 11 years. This one was 6 years.
Right. I mean, y'all are game night people.
Oh, yeah.
He is. I will go and enjoy a game night, but I'm not going to like passionately plan.
I was just told about Unstable Unicorns. Have y'all heard of this game?
No.
Okay, I'm going to get it. We're going to try it. I don't even like games. And this one of our friends on an episode told us to try this game.
Okay.
I'm down.
If you don't like games and then there's a better chance I'll like it as well.
Yeah. That's the same. I'm not a games. I'm not too a competitive, gamer. And I also
I'm not competitive at all.
Oh, so you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm like, we can't be friends.
I'm like, Downs, get out of here. You are too much for this scenario.
That's like Walker. That's why I think we're a good pair. Because when I say I don't care, like I think earlier in the podcast I said I don't care, maybe about people throwing hate, whatever. I just am like, you know what? I'm just going to chill.
We're good. Yeah. Life is good. Is The Bachelor on? How do y'all feel about the end of The Bachelor, by the way?
We didn't even watch the season.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
First season I haven't watched in like,
honestly, the whole...
Maybe second or third I haven't watched in
years.
10 years.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I have watched everything until COVID. Literally, I think I've told you this. We watched the last episode of the season and all shared French fries. And the next day, one of our girls tested positive and was one of the first people in the whole county.
And now you're
again. I got locked down 10 days earlier than everybody else. And I've not watched an episode since.
That's hilarious.
It's like it tastes bad to me. Yeah, it tastes bad. Well, y'all, thanks for making time to do this.
Thank you for having us. How
so fun.
Was it though? Did it live up to the name? It was.
Thrilled. You guys, aren't they just the best? Isn't it so fun to have, like, we've got Dansby Swanson playing for the Cubs. He is our That Sounds Fun baseball player that we adore. And now we have a nationally and globally known soccer player. Let's go. Walker Zimmerman is your new favorite soccer player. I know it. Mine too. Be sure you follow him on social media. Tell him thanks for being on the show. Tell Sally as well, thanks for being on the show. And listen, next time you're in Nashville, come on out to an NSC match. You will love it. It is so fun. You know I do not miss a game if I can help it. So you will find me there in my section. It is one of my very favorite things. And speaking of things to do in Nashville, did you see that the Here For You tour is coming to town, guys? We've added a tour stop, and Carlos and I will be in Franklin, Tennessee on June 15th. Let's go, hometown show. So if you're in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, road trippers, grab your tickets. Come and join us. And it is selling out quick. All the shows, y'all have got to join us. There are 13 different dates. We would love to see you at any of them. You can find all the tour dates at hereforyoutour.com. Okay, so we heard what sounds fun to Walker and Sally, and now we get to hear what sounds fun to one of our friends who's listening, just like you. All right, Cindy, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Hi, I'm Cindy. I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and what sounds fun to me is having a big party at my house.
Okay.
With there will be lots of snacks, some yummy drinks. Hopefully, it'll be really nice outside so we can go out like on the deck and enjoy the sun. And then also having a lot of board games.
Oh, tell me more.
So me and my husband are really into like not like Game of Life or Trouble. Like we're into like the weird board games or the more like niche board games.
Like Catan kind of stuff?
Like Catan.
Okay.
And then also my favorite, I really like Unstable Unicorns.
Oh, I've never even heard of Unstable Unicorns. Uh-huh. I'm writing it
down.
It's
really good. It's really good. You have to like build your stable of unicorns and then you can like do things to like hijack other people's stables. And the cards are just really cute. Like it's really good art and it's really fun.
So when I'm thinking about our family vacation this summer, is this a good one that everybody can learn pretty quickly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then kids will just enjoy like looking at the cards.
Okay. Okay.
Because they're really pretty and they're unicorns. They're cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Unstable unicorns. Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
It's a good one.
Top snack. Every time you have people over, what do you guarantee in having there?
There is this street corn dip from Costco. I'm obsessed with Costco.
Well, certainly.
And their tortilla chips and their street corn dip is just so good.
Street corn dip, Kansas City, good weather, unstable unicorns, and Sydney.
You got it.
Great.
That's it.
That sounds fun to me.
Awesome. You're welcome over anytime.
Thank you. Oh, I love it. Okay. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That is how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I'll do the same.
Today, what sounds fun to me is getting that Walker Zimmerman bobblehead on Saturday. Oh my gosh. The first ever bobblehead in the MLS. That's our guy, you guys. I cannot wait. It is going to have prominent display in my office. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday with Jeremiah J. Johnson. We are going to talk down some more gospel information. With as much as you love the Tim Mackey episode, we got another good one for you. Y'all are going to love this conversation. Okay, have a great weekend. Go Nashville SC. Come on, you boys in gold. And we'll see you back on Monday, friends.